Of course, it's Teaching Tuesday, and that wouldn't be full and awesome and good without our Biblical Worldview Question of the Week from Nancy Fitzgerald of Anchors Away. Good morning.
Good morning, Steve and Hannah.
Well, how are you?
I am good today. You know, it's not 101 out. I am really good with this day.
Yes.
It's going to be a beautiful day. I hope that I hope you get out to enjoy it. But I hope that we're ready to enjoy our Biblical Worldview Question of the Week. And this is a good one, Nancy. So let's just kick things right off.
Okay. So, Nancy, what are the keys to fun and fruitful family devotions? Doing family devotions can seem a little bit daunting and kind of overwhelming, but do you feel that the benefit of doing family devotions outweighs the costs and sometimes the, you know, inconvenience?
Well, I don't know if anybody's ever, done this continually, but on a regular basis. But I'll tell you from my own experience that the most valuable lessons you'll ever teach your kids will be meeting with them and studying them with them at their level, by the way. How to love God and how do we love others well, you know? And when done in a fun and fruitful way, family devotions can be enjoyed by everyone. You know, it's not daunting. I mean, it's not asking the kids to listen to the King James Version of you reading Revelation. I mean, it should be fun. And getting together and say, hey, let's see what God would have for us today kind of thing, you know? But the deal is, as parents, it is our responsibility to teach and disciple our kids. They need to know who God is. They need to know who they are. And they need to know what God requires of us, whether we're 5 or 105. You know, this idea of wondering what God would have for me today, well, then listen to him, learn to listen to him, and be prepared for God to show up. You know, these are the foundations of building a solid Christian worldview. And the better way to do that is with family devotions. I mean, it's wonderful. We just see it as something other, you know. And I think a shout goes out to parents, too, about their own devotionals. Having time with God. Let your kids see you praying. Let them see you doing devotions, even though it might be kind of loud and distracting. But to see you, and if you're married, to be having devotions, maybe even or talking about them with your husband. It's just so important that they see that the center of your life every day is God. And people say, well, when should you do it? Well, our family did it early morning. It was the only time we were together during the day. So we did. And it was fun. The kids look forward to it. You can also do it before bedtime. You can do it anytime you want. But the key is to make it consistent as a daily routine. And I know that seems hard, but there are lots of things that we do consistently, like get a cup of coffee in the morning. It should be kind of like that. Deuteronomy 6:6-7 says, and these words I command you today shall be on your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children and shall talk of them when you sit in your house and when you walk by the way and when you lie down and when you rise. Again, when families can relax and have fun learning the scripture, apply it to their lives, they're going to learn to like learning. And learning comes in all shapes and sizes, you know. But the benefits are enormous when families can study together, understand who God is. And honestly, the benefits of this will last forever. And I know, Steve, you and I have talked about devotionals, and I know you should really share some of your experiences, but they're everlasting, and our kids, my own kids, still remember them. And they still pray for one another because that was part of our devotionals as adults, as moms and dads with their own kids. They're carrying this on. So it is invaluable.
Well, I think that one of the things that surprises us when we do these things with our family, and in particular with our kids, it doesn't always show up immediately. But I can tell you from example in my own life, with my two boys, you know, having done this at a regular, consistent pace, you know, for a number of years, but they were younger. They were, you could have a captive audience. Right now they're 11 and 12 and they just got their own thing going on, you know, and they're just like, I need to play Lego, man. And so, but then you catch these things. And an example was I think it was 2 weeks ago on a Sunday evening, I was getting ready to prepare scripture for the next day. And I'm at the table and my son came down and he's eating a snack and he's across the end of the table from me. And I said, Ben, you know, I need an idea here. And I said, you know, somebody who responded to the call of God. And, you know, I said, I only have one. And he rattles off like 13 other examples to me with detail of who, you know, answered God's call. He's like, well, there was Abraham and there was, you know, Elijah and there were, you know, and he goes through and I'm like, oh, he did hear what I said. He heard what I said years ago. And that is really fulfilling. That is pretty awesome when it happens.
Oh, yeah. And you just have no idea what kids are catching. And on the reverse side, Steve, if we don't do devotionals, if we don't pray together, then kids are going to say, well, why should I?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
If times get bad, then I'll pray. And we just being consistent, like you were saying, is so important. But I think to keep it from being so scary for parents, I mean, it doesn't have to be a big, serious thing. I mean, tell some stories from the scriptures, read them. Tell the kids, you know, what happened to you when you were a kid, and they love those stories. But make it something that they enjoy, and they'll start enjoy learning, and they'll start to really love praying. You know, I would have the kids read some scripture when they could read, or to be the one to start praying, or whatever. But include everyone in it. And one thing our kids loved is to pick out characters in the Bible who were going through hard times and to watch how God would show up. Yeah. Not necessarily create big miracles at that time, but just the faithfulness of God to walk with them through their stuff. And I'm telling you, this kind of study with kids, it sticks. If the subject of the study lends itself to acting it out, then do it. You know, have fun with it. One thing that I had my kids do is to keep journals of how God was working in their life. It's stuff like this that can change their life, develop patterns, and let them know every day God is with us, every single day.
Nancy, where do we go in scripture to understand the importance of family devotion time to God?
Yeah, I think it's all over. James 1:25, whoever looks intently into the perfect law that gives freedom and continues in it, not forgetting what they have heard, but doing it, they will be blessed in what they do. Again, not just reading scripture, but taking it in is so important. And then Matthew 18, I say to you, if two of you agree on earth about anything they ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. Where two or three are gathered in my name, there I will be among them. And again, the relational peace of God, that he's there with them, eating popcorn, hanging out with them, this kind of thing. And also the idea of praying to him in the midst of being relational. He is a holy God. And Romans 12, rejoice in hope, be patient in tribulation, be constant in prayer. And that's essentially what we're talking about.
Yeah.
But, you know, parents will say, well, where do I start? And that's really a good question. We always had a devotion guide for kids, and we did it. There's one out by Phil Vischer now called Laugh and Learn Bible for Kids, if you're wondering for something. And if you have older kids, who need apologetic, Josh McDowell Ministries devotionals are an excellent resource for beginning to understand biblical worldview in decision making. They have them for younger kids and families. So just Google Josh McDowell devotionals and that will come up. And just start today. I mean, get a time and start with your kids. And I'm telling you, it will change the tenor of how you parent.
Oh, absolutely. And we are to train them up in the way that they should go. This is an excellent opportunity, not only for the entire family, but also for ourselves, those of us who are leading those devotions, you know, because that time, God's also building into us. So, Nancy, this has been exceptional. I really appreciate this. And what a good reminder it is to kind of go back and, you know, I know at certain points in life, we're competing for different interests. And there's other things that happen in our family, but just a great reminder that we've always got to consciously put God first in the midst of all of our trials, in the midst of the busyness of our day. And so this has been extremely valuable. Tell us about what's going on over in the lives of you guys at Anchors Away.